Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, January 8th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: trader nerves settle after Iran attack, 737 crashes in Iran, no survivors, and most valuable American car maker of all time. Leading today's news: markets have recovered following initial panic after Iran launched more than a dozen ballistic missiles at bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq. Down by nearly 400 points overnight, Dow futures have recouped almost all of their losses, while oil has given back gains and gold is off its highs. The direction of today's session will likely depend on the U.S. response. President Trump will make a statement this morning, but tweeted last night that all is well, and seemed to suggest that there were no American casualties in the attacks. In other news, a Boeing 737 passenger plane operated by Ukraine International Airlines crashed minutes after takeoff from Tehran overnight, killing all 176 people on board the flight. Ukraine's embassy in Iran pointed to an engine failure. The turbines are made by CFM International, though Iran said it wouldn't give the recovered black box to Boeing. The 737-800, only 3 years old, is a predecessor of the 737 MAX, the type that regulators grounded worldwide in March after two fatal crashes in a span of 5 months. Continuing its surge into 2020, Tesla rose as much as 4.7% on Tuesday to carve out yet another all-time high at over $470 per share. The extended rally has pushed the company's market cap to the highest ever recorded by a U.S. automaker, topping the $80.81 billion cap of Ford in 1991, and easily outdistancing the record cap for pre-bankruptcy General Motors or post-bankruptcy GM. Global records? Tesla's market cap still trails Toyota and Volkswagen, which were valued at $231.76 billion and $98.05 billion respectively. Lawyers for fugitive ex-Nissan chief Carlos Ghosn blasted the carmaker hours before he was scheduled to hold a highly anticipated news conference, accusing the company of using a flawed, biased internal probe to engineer his arrest. Keep your eyes on the presser, which begins at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Ghosn is likely to name people behind what he says was a plot to halt his plans to integrate Nissan more closely with France's Renault, though the Japanese group is expected to go on the offensive to head off the attacks. Results today from Walgreens Boots Alliance, Constellation Brands, and Bed Bath & Beyond will be among the last ahead of the fourth quarter earnings season, which kicks into full gear over the coming weeks. While profits are expected to fall slightly, capping 2019 as a lackluster year, Wall Street is hopeful that earnings will rebound in 2020, possibly rising 9.6%. That would be the third best growth rate in the last 7 years, helping justify high stock prices and boosting further economic growth. Shares of Samsung Electronics rose 2% in Korea overnight after the company said operating profit likely slumped 34% in the fourth quarter. The figure was much milder than analysts had forecast, indicating memory chip prices bottomed out and strengthening hope of recovery from an industry downturn. Samsung, the world's biggest maker of memory chips, has seen earnings drop since late 2018 on rising inventories and trade gloom. IBM Quantum Computing Services topped 100 clients. That's up from 40 a year ago, with customers including Delta, Daimler, JP Morgan, and Anthem, as well as industries ranging from energy to electronics. IBM's announcement suggests that quantum computing is no longer a lab or university experiment, said Matthew Briss, an analyst at research and advisory firm Gartner. By 2023, a fifth of organizations, including businesses and governments, are expected to budget for quantum computing projects, up from less than 1% in 2018. McDonald's is expanding its pilot of Beyond Meat burgers to 52 restaurants across Canada after rolling out the plant-based meat burgers in 28 local outlets in October. The news comes after Beyond Meat shares soared 12% on Tuesday and follows an announcement from rival Impossible Foods, which said it won't be able to partner with the Golden Arches until the company is able to scale up production. "I wish we had vastly more capacity than we do right now because the demand is high," said CEO Pat Brown. Following a week of tremors, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake rocked Puerto Rico on Tuesday, triggering a blackout on the island that is still recovering 2 years after Hurricane Maria. The territory's federal board, which last year struck a $35 billion debt restructuring deal with creditors, authorized $260 million in emergency reserve funds for expenses related to the quakes. More than 133,000 Puerto Ricans moved to the U.S. mainland in 2018, accelerating an exodus that has further dampened the local economy. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow is set to open in the red, with the rest of U.S. futures, crude oil, and gold set to open in the green. On today's economic calendar, EIA petroleum inventories are out at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.